Hey there, loyal listeners. As you know, the Top Games podcast is made possible by Hardcore Gaming 101's Patreon supporters, who help keep this show alive by donating as little as $2 each month. If you were to join them in doing that, you would not only help keep the lights on at HG 101 Towers, you'd also get access to our super secret Patreon RSS feed, which is full of ad-free versions of this podcast with exclusive bonus game rankings. Here's a taste of what you've been missing.
Splatterhouse looks like an actual serial killer's like basement. Mortal Kombat really just looks like the Halloween prop shop.
Mortal Kombat is a game, the fatality thing, right? Just, we've become so used to it, we don't think about how weird and brutal this is. It's not the actual, like, I'm going to rip your heart out in front of you and, like, take a bite out of it or whatever Kano does. It's that you can only do the fatality when your opponent is at your mercy, cannot fight back, and is just dazed. At that point, you could just let them fall. You do nothing and they die. But you could also choose to rip their head out. Mm-hmm. You know, like literally unscrew their head from their spine and throw it like a beach ball or whatever it is you do.
Go to patreon.com/HG101 and pledge a couple bucks. That's patreon.com/HG101. Act now and be a hero.
For some, this is painfully obvious, but hardcore gaming means it ain't for the novices. The main source to brain train your knowledge, a lane maintained with a course saved in colleges. To HG101, we give the honor, thanks to Kirk, a lot of Xerxes to host it proper, as well as to Tanga, Cal and Bobinata, Booker Hart and others discuss and discover all the 47,000 games, and when they rate them, you can bet it's scientifically locked in position. Speaking of which, no system is obscure, and look, they wrote a book about it, go out and cop yours.
Hello and welcome to HardcoreGaming101.net's Top 47,858 Games of All Time podcast, where we objectively, definitively, and scientifically rank the games that you nominate. My name is Xerxes, and I'm the show's main host and producer, and on this podcast we have three rules. Rule 1, all rankings are final, official, and scientifically accurate. Rule 2, you can nominate one game at a time via 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Those are the ones we try to get to first. You can also go to bit.ly/rankthisplease. And add a game to the slush pile and cross your fingers. We make no guarantees on those. Rule number 3, you can nominate games that have already been nominated, but just don't nominate games you've already ranked. See the master list for yourself. It's at bit.ly/47kgames. That's bit.ly/47kgames.
Dog's power. Hey, dog's power. Hey, dog's power. Hey, dog's power.
I guess I have no choice.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Torchlight 2, which was nominated by @Wordito, probably through the slush pile. Check it out at bit.ly/rankthisplease. Nominated game. We may get to it. We may not get to it. Full disclosure, whether we get to it or not, regardless of what it is, has the big deal in that is whether we already own it and have played it. So just a little inside baseball there for you. This game was developed by Runic Games and published by Runic Games for the PC. Earliest release date and territory is September 20th, 2012. But for me, it feels like yesterday because I'm an old, old, old man. Who's with me to talk about Torchlight 2?
I'm Bobinator.
And I'm the Great Clade.
So, yeah, what we're talking about is Torchlight 2, which is a game that if it seems familiar to you, it's because you've played one of the Diablo games. And this game was developed by some of the Diablo developers.
Yeah. I am going to be honest. I am struggling here to think of much to say that we've not said about Diablo 2.
Like, that is not what I would lead with, but go ahead. Please continue.
See you later, listeners.
I mean, you know what? You're about half right. We could just cut it off right here.
We couldn't because
I wasn't even on Diablo 2.
Wordito has nominated this game. Wordito is a very long time fan. We owe it to Wordito to talk about Torchlight 2. All right. True. So let's try this again and say what I have to say about Torchlight 2 is everything that's worth saying because we are definitive
and scientific.
Yeah, that's right.
And completely correct.
That is 100% correct.
And I'm better looking than Xerxes.
I can't argue with it because you said it on this show.
So, Torchlight 2. So it was, I think this came out right after Diablo 3 came out.
Yeah, because Torchlight, the original Torchlight came out before Diablo 3, right?
Yes.
And Diablo 3 had a infamously tortured development history. Is that correct?
Correct. And then it had really kind of a terrible launch.
Yeah.
It was a mess and a half.
We don't need to get into that, but basically it was a flaming sack of dog crap.
Well, it's
sort not the of game, important. Just the, no, the launch, no. The launch quality. There are problems aplenty.
Yeah, and it's sort of why I think Torchlight 2 gained any sort of traction, to be quite honest.
But Torchlight itself was like a big deal.
Even
though it had like three character classes, it was popular. Like it played well with the fans of the click 'em up, loot 'em up genre. Of clicky, 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 you know, procedurally generated whatevers. Diablo clones, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I never really heard anybody talk. I played the first Torchlight when it came out because I have a terrible Diablo 2 addiction that Diablo 2 has never scratched properly.
That's weird, but please continue.
So I played the original Torchlight, and it was okay. I think one of the best things that Diablo does over Torchlight is its world. Torchlight tries to be Diablo in a lot of ways, but it's missing something, and the more I think about it, I'm more convinced that it's just kind of the ambiance, the atmosphere.
Which is weird, because Torchlight has its own style.
It does.
And Diablo does not.
Well, Diablo's definitely got like that horror gothic kind of
thing. But it's the same horror gothic thing that like Baldur's Gate has and Baldur's Gate.
I would say Diablo has like a kind of a Warhammer thing going on. Not 40K original Warhammer. Well, that's what? The vibe I get.
A little bit.
Dare you speak of one of our more popular episodes with people who
this is a different Warhammer. Yeah. This is like fantasy Warhammer.
We should do Horned Rat one of these days.
We will not. Someone's got nominated, but I will happily make fun of whatever that is when the time comes. But it looks like a different kind of Blizzard game, right? I mean, I feel like the art style in the Torchlight games is so World of Warcraft, it's hilarious.
Yeah,
it's very cartoony, and it does stand out because of that.
That is the main thing that turned me off from the original Torchlight, because I was a big Diablo and Diablo 2 fan. I say that because it's too late for me to be cool. So when I heard, the people who were going to be making Diablo 3, they gave up and they started their own company. They made Torchlight. I'm like, I'm going to check that out. And I did. And I'm like, this game is cool. I'm not a big fan of the art style. It does seem very World of Warcraft. And
it's like Blizzard by way of like a Google Play Store clone.
It's like Blizzard. It's a World of Warcraft by way of like Skylanders.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what it feels like to me. And but there's a lot of things I like about the art style in a way. Like I like their willingness to just be like, no, we're going to do this. And it's like, it's not going to look super realistic and we don't care. And you can just deal with it. And I do like that. And with the original Torchlight, I also like that they're like, you know, you can't super customize your character styles. You're stuck with this or this or this and just deal with it. And I think that's actually kind of cool in a weird way. Like, I don't know why, but it's just like it takes a lot of the choice out of your hands. And as somebody who agonizes over meaningless choices like that, I did kind of appreciate that. But with this game, it's a little bit different because they give Torchlight you a little bit,
two.
They give you a little bit more customization options. And I don't know why. This is going to sound weird, but I do feel like it's, I don't know whether to applaud this or to denigrate it, but why do all the female characters have like Popeye style forearms? Like why?
It's a good question.
Their forearms are bigger than their whatever the other aft arms, like whatever the other part of the arm is. It's weird. Like I get that that's the style, but like that's not even exaggerating something that's true in most males, let alone most females. Like it's weird. I'm not joking. Like I have ungodly huge forearms, and I've had this since like I was like 13 years old.
Do you have like a cool anchor tattoo too?
No, I don't. But the thing is my
get one.
My no, I would if they were like this, but no, it's impossible. Like even me with my freakishly huge forearms, they're not bigger than the other part of my arm, the aft arm.
The bicep, as we normally call it.
No, well, it's the bicep and tricep and all the whole complex up there above the elbow.
Sure, not a doctor.
Yeah, but damn it, Jim. Like, it's like nobody's forearms are bigger than the upper, nobody's lower part of their arm is bigger than the upper part of their arm. And if anybody's were, it would be me because I'm a freak of nature, but it doesn't exist in nature. Like, it's just not true. And it bothers me that they do that to every single character in this game. But yeah, other than that, what I do like about the Torchlight games, in particular Torchlight 2, is I like how it has exactly how many character classes?
Four, I think.
Four.
Unless there's some as DLC?
There might be, but who cares? We're ranking the base game because nobody said otherwise. And yeah, and who are the character classes? Well, it's not just like a barbarian, mage, and, you know,
there's a berserker. That's thief, like a barbarian. And,
yeah, there are, but they work around it a little bit. So well, it's like,
this does exactly, I mean, like, cause Diablo or Torchlight 1 is just Diablo 1 again. And then this game is Diablo 2 again. And you didn't really have like a straight fighter in Diablo 2. You had like kind of split between the paladin and the barbarian.
But there's no paladin class in this game.
That sounds
not
right.
Just by name, not just nominally, but literally, I don't think there is.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, you couldn't be too much like Diablo 2, or Blizzard would sue the creators of Diablo 2.
No, you can't, because Blizzard ripped off, like, Dungeons & Dragons and shit like that. They couldn't sue, because all they would have to do is be like, no, you guys ripped off this, this, and this. And by this, this, and this, I mean Dungeons & Dragons, like, Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, like, Volume 1. Like, there's no difference.
So, sure, okay. Well, moving right along...
No, it's true, and it's true.
It's not a single word of what you said, Liz.
No, okay, explain why I'm not right.
Well, I don't know what the hell Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Volume 1 is.
Say that someone listening has not played Diablo. It's kind of unlikely, but let's
okay,
assume.
Okay, so imagine a dungeon crawler game. It's procedurally generated, and you control it entirely with your mouse.
And hotkeys.
If you want, but yeah, you probably should, but you don't have. But yeah, that's true. But it's like, you click, 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 you click where you want to walk, you click where you want to attack, and that's how it works.
Yeah, and then you click monsters, and sometimes they drop spangly pants, and those spangly pants will add cold damage.
Are they +3 spangly pants, or are they +1 spangly pants?
Depends on what level you're on, I guess.
That's exactly
I'm just kind of
right.
Speaking in the general. So you have +3 to your cold damage. So if you're a wizard spitting cold darts, all of a sudden now your pants are making things colder somehow. And then the game kind of continues on in this fashion until you get to the much vaunted end game of a dungeon crawler point and click 'em, and which you start getting not only spangly pants, but the spangly pants that match rather well with that spangly vest and that really nice spangly hat you were looking at. And then you get some ridiculous bonuses, like your cold darts not only do extra damage, but they fly farther, and every 5% chance you have of hitting somebody with your cold darts will cause them to turn into a chicken.
Yep.
That's Diablo 2.
That is Diablo 2.
And Torchlight.
If you like games about making numbers get higher, this is going to be your game. It is all about that in its core.
Torchlight 2, I feel like, is... It gets crazier on like a much more gradual climb than Diablo 2 did. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But
yeah.
Does feel like it's more designed to like allow the player to like maintain some kind of grasp on sanity for just like an extra like 2 hours.
If you think Diablo 2 gets nuts, I'm really excited to hear what you thought about Diablo 3.
I don't know. I haven't played it.
Oh, yeah. No, it gets wacky.
I'm sure it does, and I will eventually play it. But I like the Diablo series, but I do understand that, like, I'm not going to play it anytime soon.
I want to make a small complaint about this game, because this is something I've been thinking about.
Good, because I got a big complaint to make about
it. This game has kind of a weird difficulty curve, and maybe that's because I was playing a normal difficulty.
You stole my complaint.
But... A lot, like 90% of the time, the game is just pretty easy. You can just kind of just walk through things and kill them. And then, like 10% of the time, you'll just walk into a group of enemies that just like murder you in 5 seconds, and you just have no idea what happened.
I am so glad you made this complaint instead of Clay, because I really want to agree with it. That is exactly my experience. And it feels so much more arbitrary because it's a click 'em up, right? Like it's a click 'em up, loot 'em up type thing. And that for some reason, just because the control scheme makes it feel less fair, even though it's kind of exactly as fair as, you know, number two ranked game NetHack. Apparently the second best game we've ranked so far because I wasn't there. So, yeah.
Also, really good.
What?
Whoa! Who is this?
Who is that?
I've been here the whole time, guys. What the hell?
No, not you.
Somebody I escaped from NetHack to talk about Torchlight 2.
Okay, here real I am. Quick. Edit this out. We need to put in like a new challenge or jingle from a fighting game for that.
We're not.
I'm thinking.
I think it's funny if we don't TMNT. Edit it out.
All right.
Let's do it now.
Yes, actually, let's just have that.
Cal has been having technical difficulties because
and how?
Because Cal lives on the year, like, you know, 200 BC, where, like, yeah, I don't know what is going on with Cal, but we've had problems. But thank you, Cal, for sticking to it and coming back. We're talking about
what the torch?
We're talking Torchlight 2.
No, we've already moved on to Clax. What do you have to say about Clax?
I love Clax.
There's no time!
Right. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, we're still talking about Torchlight 2. Okay, you're correct. I'm sorry. My bad.
So Torchlight 2. I don't remember dying like that. Usually the trick to those is you don't, like, wander into the group of enemies because then you're just going to get hit in 16 different directions. And even if you, like, reduce all your damage to one, getting hit 16 times over and over and over again will reduce your health real fast-like. So, but yeah, no, I found this game to be insultingly easy.
What character class did you play as?
I played as both the Berserker and the Alchemist.
I see. Cheater. I was a true gamer. Yeah, I was an engineer. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Just because you guys are cowards, I guess. And
I don't even know what the difference between these classes are because this game is, like, brave enough to, like, not call the classes something lame that you recognize.
Like a fighting man who can jump 20 feet in the air.
Exactly. I just picked engineer because I thought it'd be funny. Cause I'm like, well, what does an engineer do? But basically it's just like a fighter with some slightly different abilities, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah. See, I'm a real man. I stand up toe to toe and I hit my enemy with one strike and he explodes into giblets.
Yeah. I mean, it's pronounced giblets and,
okay.
And yeah, I mean, the game is really good. There's no Torchlight 3 at this time. There might not ever be.
Didn't the team separate or some people left from the outfit that made this one? I thought there was like a schism or something.
Yeah, the Diablo 2 people appear to be like the flakiest human beings in the world, and they just kind of keep like breaking up.
Well,
I'm sorry, all the people who work for Diablo 2 that I just said.
I guarantee you somebody who did work on it is listening to this, and I am sorry.
At KALYOSHIKA. That's my Twitter.
That's
direct all of your complaints.
No, that's not correct.
But you can send, you know, tweets to that Twitter. I will be listening to it.
I like this game. I like the Diablo games, including the one I haven't played yet, Diablo 3, which is probably like 12 years old at this point. But it's
pretty old.
Now's the best time to play it because all the stuff that people hate is gone. So yeah. It's like you don't have any reason to complain about it. Yeah, Torchlight 2 is.
I mean, Diablo 3 has better multiplayer, right? I don't know how much you've gone into the multiplayer because I literally only just showed up, but
we know
this game didn't have great multiplayer. Diablo 3 has a bit because the classes are a little boring and a little weird. You don't have any; they're all kind of standalone classes. They don't really need another class to lean on. Where I think
I will say. Friend of the show, Blinky G, said that he has tried multiplayer in this game, and he said he did not feel it was terribly different, so.
It probably is pretty much the same. I don't think it's like, the whole idea is you're clicking through randomly generated dungeons.
I never felt like playing this game multiplayer. Like,
make a huge difference.
Yeah.
It's not like Monster Hunter, which is a game I'm playing right now.
Getting at with it kind of easy. Like, Diablo 2 feels hard unless if you have like somebody there with you. Like everything feels like it takes forever to die, and you feel like you take half a second to die. Whereas this game, it just kind of didn't seem like you cared. You just clicked on the stuff and it died, and it didn't really matter. So multiplayer wasn't a great big consideration.
But it had it though.
It had
the original
it.
Torchlight didn't have the same multiplayer functions, right? At least not at first.
Torchlight, nor the game before it, Fate, or whatever that was called.
I don't remember that, and we will not be referencing it.
Well, that's where the pets come from.
That's right. They made that game for some defunct service, which doesn't exist anymore, and then they made Torchlight after, which is just...
Engage.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it was on PC, but...
It doesn't exist anymore. We don't reference it.
I really want to mention that it was on one of those like really bizarre download
Wild
services.
Wild Tangent, that was it.
Yeah, Wild Tangent.
I remember Wild Tangent. Because I used to see him like at super cheap like Walmart and such. Used to see him everywhere.
Funny story, because I had Diablo 2, my cousins, who were considerably younger than me, also wanted Diablo 2, but my aunts... were like, no, that game looks too violent and scary, and Clade's father is a terrible person, letting him be playing devil games. And then, like, Fate comes out, and they're like, what about you, Fate? That's like Diablo 2, right? And they're playing it, and they're like, this isn't as good as that cool game Clade plays.
We all know how good you turned out.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I'm spending my weekends talking to people in Australia about video games.
Sometimes, if you're lucky.
Yeah, if I'm lucky. If he cares to deign us with his presence.
I mean, what I love about this game, what I love about the Torchlight games in general, and there's only two, but what I like about them is, like, I like that they're willing to play around with the genre stereotypes. Like, you don't have, just like as we said, you don't have, like, the basic Diablo classes to pick from. They're, like, you know, engineer, and you don't get, like, you get pets, and they're not, like, the typical pets. It's not, like, you know, what you'd expect. It's like, oh, you've got a dog and a demon and a tiger, whatever. It's like, you can have a honey badger. You can have a ferret.
I picked the ferret.
Ferret
or honey badger are the only two correct choices. That's very good. True.
Although, this is one of the first games I ever played with mods, and I added in, like, iguanas or something like that.
Yeah, why not?
Because it was pretty great. And this game is kind of content lacking, too, while I'm at it. Like, I beat this game in, like, 2 days. And I was like, this end game isn't very fun either.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I wonder, because it just came out for Switch, like, a few months ago. Did they add anything to it, or what?
Not that I could tell. That's actually how I prepared for the podcast, was playing it on Switch. And it's, like, Diablo 3 is also on Switch. And I've played Diablo 3 to death now at this point. And when it came on Switch, I then proceeded to play it to death again. And this time I'm like,
You complain about recording with me on your weekend. Meanwhile, you're like, I just finished Diablo 3 for like the 8th time. I value my time.
Maybe I played Diablo 3 with cute girls. You don't know me. I've done it once.
Okay. But
I
go
to the bar and I play Diablo 3 with all the cool people.
Barn.
On the Switch.
I think what you meant to say was you go to the bar and play Quiz and Dragons.
Playing Quiz and Dragons?
Yeah, that's what all the attractive people play.
I'd be dealing with all the people who remember the Reagan presidency, or I'd be the weirdo who remembers everything from the 80s.
I remember nothing from Quiz and Dragons. That's what makes it fun.
So, I want to go back to the game for a bit. There's one thing I do want to talk about. Uh-huh. What this game does is...
Oh, really?
It does some things that are actually really nice and really do elevate this game above what it's trying to be. There's a lot of quality of life adjustments, and I really like it when games take an established genre and just make them more convenient. I love that. I love convenience. I love quality of life.
Do you know convenient things in this game that are new to Torchlight 2? Because I know Torchlight 1, and to an extent Fate, introduced some convenient stuff like that was lacking from Diablo. Is there anything this game does, or... new?
I think they have a thing where you can have your pet... Well, this was in the first game. The first game, you could send your pet to town and sell off whatever you had. But I think in this game, they have it so you can actually have your pet buy things and bring them back to you, like potions and scrolls, and that's really nice to have.
That's, like, the one really cool thing Torchlight 2 does that Diablo 3 didn't fix prior to this. Because, like I said earlier, and I double-checked this somehow, that this did come out after Diablo 3... So there's a lot of things like, for example, if you like look at Diablo 2, the sending items back or whatever to go get them sold is really convenient because in Diablo 2, you had a limited amount of how often you could go back to town. But Diablo 3 kind of hand waves that and goes, go back to town as long as you're not getting murdered by monsters. So
yeah, I did like the Torchlight feature that your pet is helpful in assisting you in combat, but you can send it away and it takes longer the further you are in the dungeon. It takes longer for it to go back to town. That's still like a feature in this one, isn't it? Like that.
Yeah, and it is nice that you don't have to break the pace of the game to go, okay, my inventory is full, go sell away all these inferior spangly pants.
It's a game that's very confident about what it wants you to do, which is descend a dungeon for random crap. That's it. If you enjoy that, you'll enjoy this.
I really resent how the Adventure Time games like somehow cornered the name Explore the Dungeon, because I don't know. Because that's exactly what a lot of these games get like.
Yeah, when you're like four generations removed from Rogue, like Explore the Dungeon becomes sort of a weird, well, I guess that's what everybody does in these kinds of things, right?
Unless you're talking about like the Sorcerian games, right, where it's like, oh no, exploring the dungeon is something you do once a year for about a month, but the rest of the year you're a farmer.
Oh, that's a,
which
that's
I really like. Yeah, hey, longtime fans of the show.
Well, that's true. By
the show, I mean people who listen to Retronauts instead of this show.
Good show.
Yeah, oh, but I was on one of those, and that's what we talked about.
You so,
yeah.
Traitor!
It's true. I am. And I regret nothing.
Should you rank this show on this this game on this show, rather? You can rank the show if you want, but it goes...
Nobody's nominated Sorcerian. Nobody. Game. Nobody is nominated Sorcerian, so I can't do it.
No, don't
Somebody should.
No, they shouldn't.
At K-A-L.
Make Cal's problem. I do agree with that.
So is there anything, I mean, it's Diablo 2. It's like Diablo 2 and a half. It exists in this weird space of, it like Bob said, it kind of pushed to some quality of life stuff.
Well, that was the Torchlight games, like pretty much all of them were like, hey, do you want more Diablo, but you don't want to keep playing Diablo 2? Yeah. Torchlight. And also there's new classes to learn, but they're not, you know.
They're not super different.
No.
I mean, how far do you have to go in Torchlight 2 before you get to an environment or a world or a city or something that couldn't possibly exist in Diablo? I don't think it ever happens.
I don't remember there being. And once again, like Diablo 3 gets pretty interesting when you get to go to like heaven at the end of that one.
Yeah.
Warning for an 8-year-old game, I guess. But
it's 8 years old.
There are 12-year-olds now who wouldn't have played it, and they're going to get it for their Nintendo Switch. And they'll be like, oh, this game is brilliant.
No, they won't think that. They're playing they won't. Completely different. They're playing for
it. Yeah, it's all that stuff is for us olds.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because I'm old and I like stuff that I'm familiar with and that doesn't threaten me.
Yeah, 7 years old, and it's been good for about 4 of those years, so. I remember distinctly
high five.
The day.
Virtual high five, Clade. All the users, all the listeners are just like, hey, high five. That's good.
So, any last words on Torchlight 2 before we figure out where the hell this thing even goes?
Well, I mean, it's not bad, and it's not even average. It's good. Like, there aren't that many games like this, really. Like,
well, no,
there aren't.
I like this one that, as you said kind of before, it's kind of intentionally not brutally punishing. It's not leaning very heavily on the rogue aspect of things.
But you can't play it on the equivalent of nightmare difficulty, right? Where like it's just automatic death. And
I wouldn't really recommend, because the difficulty curve just swerves back and forth so hard with no real warning.
Well, but that's
how the genre... Like, I haven't played Diablo 3 on not hardcore in like 6 years. You just, because there's a point in these kind of games where you just get too powerful and it gets kind of boring. Whereas, like, in the end game grind, if you can die at any point, you know, the game's actually kind of excited and I feel something in my cold, dark, black heart.
What's that like?
Exhilarating for that half a second. You should try it.
Must be nice.
As a fellow cold, black, dark heart.
Yeah. There's no vacation from that cold, dark, black heart. That all the time.
Try games on hardcore.
These emotions you feel, I mean, they sound fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's...
Where do we want to put this? Do we think it's better than... Like, we haven't ranked a Diablo game except for Diablo 2, right?
Yeah, and it's not better than Diablo 2.
Sure about that? Yeah, that's true.
Why? This clearly exists to be try and be better than Diablo 2.
And it's missing a lot of that je ne sais quoi. Like, it doesn't have...
Translate that and then explain that.
Okay, I have no idea what it means, but it's a phrase I picked up meaning something like
I don't know.
Special kick, like the bam, we'll put it in more pop culture terms. Like, this game doesn't have, like I was saying earlier, it doesn't have the neat little aesthetic that Diablo 2 does. It's just kind of cartoony and okay.
It's pleasant.
The game doesn't ever cause any meaningful choices to go on your head. Like, I one of the few episodes I've actually listened to of the show that I'm not on is a Diablo 2 episode, and you guys talked at great length about how Diablo 2 is a nefarious evil game that causes you to constantly push forward in that Skinner box sort of thing.
Yes.
I have a terrible addiction to Skinner box type games. I am playing Phantasy Star Online 9 days out of the week. I've played a lot of Diablo 2. I've played a Diablo 3. I beat Torchlight 2 once. I played for the end game like an hour or two, and I'm like, you know what? Nah. I don't care about the pants in this game. I'm not entirely sure why. Like I said, it's kind of easy. So there's nothing where you're like, well, I got to push past this next challenge.
You're not entirely sure why, and you described it as je ne sais quoi. That's exactly what that means. And but that's it. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's kind of focus makes it better than Diablo 2.
Well, it's got some better quality of life.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Exactly. If you're going to play one of these games, like, why would you play Diablo 2 instead of Torchlight 2? Why?
Because the game asks kind of more from
soft.
You.
I mean,
the game is too soft, and that's kind of not fun in a
genre. Here's an argument, okay?
Yeah.
Torchlight 2 is also easier to run and play multiplayer, I would say, than Diablo 2 is.
Totally true.
Diablo 2 is kind of getting on in years, and sometimes games that old don't always work the way you want them to, unfortunately.
Is there a compelling reason to play this one over Diablo 3, though?
Well, if you want skill trees, because Diablo 3 famously got rid of skill trees, and this game kept the Diablo 2 style skill trees.
Probably not. I think Diablo 3 is still the optimal.
All right. What if we just put it like one step above Diablo 2? Would that be too weird?
Boring. That is boring.
Incredibly boring.
Boring, sir.
I was going to put this down in like the Saturn area of like 250 stuff. You guys are nuts. I wasn't going to put this anywhere near Diablo 2.
The problem with Diablo 2 is that it is exactly what you say. It's a Skinner box.
And so is this game.
This game allows you to own a honey badger who does chores for you.
Well, yeah, but yeah, it's not a compelling Skinner box who does stuff for you.
That's pretty cool.
But everything else is kind of boring. Like, the world is pretty dull. This world.
I thought about it. Let's try this again. I'm thinking between Zodnos and Gradios 2, that would make it the new 250.
Let's see here. That puts it... Well, we've got my personal favorite game of all time, Dragon Force. A lot more than that.
Yeah, but you're a lunatic, so let's, let's disregard that. But you make a point.
I mean, because when I came between the decision of playing this again for the podcast and playing more Dragon Force, I gave the token 10 minutes. Yep, this is still Torchlight 2. Went back to playing Dragon Force.
You want to talk about sacrifice? Okay. I started playing Torchlight 2 on Thursday night this week. Guess what happened Friday morning? Dragon Quest XI for Switch was delivered, a game I have not played yet, a game that is part of my favorite RPG series ever, and guess what I had to keep playing?
Guess what I've been sitting around waiting
Torchlight
instead
2.
Of playing Dragon Quest XI, so really, I am...
Exactly right. No, I put time into this to make sure I was going to be able to talk about
it. It's not better than Space Hulk, you lunatics.
Well, you know, you kind of like foisted yourself here because you put South Park, The Stick of Truth, at about 286.
South Park The Stick of Truth is a credible Western JRPG, which is a weird thing to say, but that's what it is. But you make a good point. Let's put it down a little bit lower. I believe
292, by the way, has Gauntlet Legends, which is somewhat the opposite of this, but I think even that kind of delivers a fun sense of things.
Yeah. I would rather play Gauntlet Legend. It's goofier and sillier and kind of stands out a bit more.
I would put this game below Batman for NES and
It's too high.
No, it's a little bit too high, but only by a little bit. And by a little bit, I mean one. Super Turrican is better than this game, but Goemon's Great Adventure for the N64 is not better than this game.
It's not better than Knights of the Old Republic. If we're looking here,
the KOTOR is out and about.
Maybe not. Okay, all right, let's move it a little bit down. I do think it's better than Stick of Truth. And I feel like I say Stick that of Truth. We will rank Stick of Truth when the listeners are hearing this next week.
Is that true?
Yeah, I will say. We are out of time. Yep, nope, that is two episodes later.
The listeners need to know this, because, I don't know, you're going to retrospectively put that below this, which...
Oh, God. I feel bad about this.
I've gone all across.
Okay, what about this? What about putting it below Kingsfield 3 and below Mischief Makers, which is below Kingsfield 3, because I'm thinking about this out loud as I'm looking at it.
That's how we do it.
Okay, below Broforce, above The Simpsons, and making it the new 299.
And just so we can get a screaming slow beef, that is just one above Police Knots.
Can I?
Yes,
actually. No, wait, it's Police Knots. I'm okay with Police Knots. If it was Snatcher, I'd be
Oh, it's well Snatcher's, above Snatcher.
I know it's well above Snatcher, and that's my own fault.
Snatcher, it's a garbage game for garbage people. And if you like garbage, check out Snatcher. If you don't like garbage,
play Lemmings.
Feel free to ignore Snatcher and play Torchlight 2.
I'm okay with putting it above The Simpsons. I think it's better than The Simpsons.
Okay, that's where it goes. Yeah. Below Broforce, above The Simpsons, the arcade game, which is still very, very high when you consider that most of the games on this list have yet to be ranked or nominated.
Most games have not been. Every game on the list has been ranked and nominated.
Most of the games on the top 47K list, right? Like the idea that the list will eventually be 47,858 games long. I still think this is very, very high. And that is the thing to remember about this. And so, you know, when I'm on the show, we don't just automatically rank things in the top 100 because that's...
You were trying to put it above Diablo 2.
Then I changed my mind because I'm...
Because I presented a proper argument.
You good.
Can admit it.
I don't mind admitting that. All I want to do is...
I just wanted to hear it from you. That's all I wanted from the show.
That's fine.
I can finally leave.
Yeah, you can.
At last!
Goodbye, Clade. So long. So many memories. Thanks, everybody. That's all for this episode. Special thanks goes out to our lovely co-hosts and compatriots, our theme song MC Norm, check him out at Normally Retro on Twitter, and our technical assistant, video editor, and scriptwriter Ed Burns. You can support this podcast by making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/HG101. I know I did. By subscribing to the HG101 YouTube channel, and by following at GC9X and at HG_101 on Twitter. You can also hang out with us at our Discord channel. It's at bit.ly/HG Discord. But most importantly, help us spread the love of games by getting on iTunes, subscribing to HG101, and giving us a 5-star review. Do it because you like us and you want us to succeed. Until next time, keep keeping it real. With me to talk about Torchlight 2.
I'm Bob Nader.
And I'm the Great Clade.
It sounds the same every time both of you say those things.
Well, that's amazing. A lot of practice.
Yeah.
My real problem is that nobody lets me go last, so then I don't have to do the and. It throws me entirely off.
No one lets you go first, is what I believe you meant to say.
No, because I like doing the and, because there's a little...
But you did do it.
I went last!
You said nobody lets you go last, but we did.
Well, this time, yeah, but like all last week, nobody let me. Like, I sat there with Sotenga, and he was like, dum-dum-dum.
Because he wanted to do, and I'm Sotenga. I mean, it's classic. That will all have to go in the virtual garbage.